The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
We're going to have a very constructive discussion today, wide open, and the phone lines are here for you.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome to the Line of Fire broadcast. Michael Brown, blessed and delighted to be here with you, broadcasting from our studio at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas, where I've been having a wonderful time this week. If you're in the area and free tonight, join us for the Tuesday night encounter service. I'll be preaching tonight. Here's the number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We're going to be talking about recent controversies that have arisen regarding a roundtable discussion that was recorded by American Gospel last April involving Sam Storms, Justin Peters, Jim Osman, and me. Recent interaction with Chris Roseborough and I regarding a video that was put on the American Gospel site by Chris regarding Martin Luther. Response video that we put out yesterday. I want to update you on those things, but not in a way to just be controversial or stir up more trouble, but to have constructive conversations with brothers and sisters within the body. One quick reminder, we just sent out the March Frontline newsletter, a really edifying article I believe will help and encourage you about how good things take time. It may be just what you need to hear now. Amazing testimony about a 96-year-old Jewish man just coming to faith after many, many years. So a lot of encouragement in there for you. Great testimonies, Hebrew word study. If you sign up today, we'll send out the newsletter that we just sent out. We'll send it out to you. So go to thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org. Right on the homepage, sign up for the monthly newsletter, for the Frontline newsletter. Okay. For those who are completely unaware of everything, I don't have time to recap and rehash, but suffice it to say that footage has been released and will be released from American Gospel, not part of American Gospel 3, but separate from that. A four-hour dialogue about false teachers, false prophecy, how do we discern, how do we call these things out, has been released. So you can watch that in the American Gospel channel. American Gospel will soon be releasing 3-4 hours of conversation I had with Doug Givett and Holly Pevick about so-called NAR, what is real, what is not real in terms of New Apostolic Reformation. And then ultimately, Brandon has my permission to release over 4 hours of Q&A where I was just asked questions on all kinds of controversial subjects and answered them as honestly as I could. So that means they'll have probably over 12 hours of my material that's been released, and we'll get these things out because my goal was to have discussion. My goal was, when I was invited, to speak to those with different perspectives, to share them. And if I didn't like the way the project was going, I could pull out. That's what ultimately happened. But I said, hey, go ahead and use the footage. I don't want to be part of that American Gospel 3 project because I don't like the way the direction it's taken. However, use the material, get it out. So there it is. It'll be out for everyone to see. And you can evaluate accordingly and judge the spirit of the conversations as well. What happened more recently is in response to one section in the roundtable where I challenged Jim and Justin about quotes of Martin Luther and said, just use equal weights and measures. The way you're applying things to Benny Hinn or Kenneth Copeland or Todd White or Sid Roth or others, apply them to Martin Luther. And Jim Osman then said, well, based on that criteria, if Luther was alive today, he shouldn't be in ministry. He should be sitting under someone and growing in the truth. Then Chris Roseborough, as a Lutheran, put out a response video, which I took very strong issue with. Chris called the show on Friday. We talked cordially on the air immediately after we had a short conversation. Then last night talked for almost 2 hours. And we both agreed that the conversation was constructive and fruitful, quite candid with one another. We pulled no punches in that regard. But I said, I'm going to tell people I believe it was constructive and fruitful. and Chris agreed to that. I don't know that we changed our views on anything. We definitely understand each other's positions better and where we each feel that one is helping the church or hurting the church, etc. But I want to take a moment and go through a few things with you for context, all right? Over the years, God has burdened me to address many abuses within my own camp, Pentecostal Charismatic camp. So my first book, 1985, Compassion for Other Consuming Fire, Who is the God of the Old Testament, that was addressing some erroneous teaching within the Word of Faith camp. My next book, 1989, End of the American Gospel Enterprise, that was mainly a call to repentance and revival within the Charismatic Church of America. How saved are we? Largely dealt with that. I have a whole chapter on cardinal prosperity message being wrong. Then 1991, the whole book, Whatever Happened to the Power of God, Is the Charismatic Church Slain in the Spirit or Down for the Count? And then It's Time to Rock the Boat in 1993. These were either entirely or largely addressing issues within my own camp, Charismatic Pentecostal. 2018, I put out an entire book, Playing with Holy Fire, A Wake-Up Call to the Pentecostal Charismatic Church. 2014, Hyper Grace, with names, specifics, details, because it was more academically oriented. And that was largely dealing with abuses within my own camp. So I would just ask respectfully, the folks who are cessationist critics and say, why don't you call out this one, this one, this one? May I ask, if you're leaders, how many books you've written critiquing your own camp? How much time you've spent pointing out what's wrong in your own camp? It's going to be a different set of issues and problems maybe than in charismatic camp, although there's still sexual immorality, there's financial impropriety. There are all kinds of other issues. There could be lack of love for the lost, lack of love for the church, bearing false witness, cruelty, pride, all kinds of other things. God knows, all right? How much time have you spent doing that? So before you say to me, why aren't you calling out this one, this one, this one, I've actually got a stack of books where I've called out issues within my own camp. In addition, we put out the prophetic standard statement a few years back saying there must be more accountability within the body. I have called out by name those who prophesied falsely about Trump on the air and in writing. My most viral article ever, maybe 500,000 shares, was an open letter to Joel and Victoria Osteen. So when I feel it's appropriate, when I'm burdened, I'll address these things. All right. And then when Justin Peters has said to me, what about this? What about this? I read a letter from Justin Peters on the air saying, if Kenneth Copeland actually teaches all these things, and this is in context what you're saying, accurate, then of course it's heresy. Easy to say. Roundtable discussion. Give me a list of things regarding Benny Hinn. If all those things are accurate and true, then of course that's heresy. Sure. Easy. You say, well, why aren't you calling them out? Okay, hang on. God did not appoint me to call out everyone you want me to call out. There are people urging me to call out John MacArthur over certain issues. Urging me. With detailed documentation, what he should be called out on. There are people who want me to call out Justin Peters and are calling him a wolf. So I have to do what God has called me to do. And where I'm burdened about a particular subject, I'll focus on it. I'll deal with it. I'll address it. That's what we all have to do as servants of the Lord. What I find ironic, as I get blasted for defending Todd Bentley, I have been probably Todd's worst critic for maybe 20 years. And in 2009, stated publicly at our church and then other settings I had that by committing adultery, leaving his wife, and then marrying the woman he committed adultery with, he was in sin and should not be in ministry. And true repentance would mean going back to his original wife. And then oversaw a panel that said he should never lead a ministry again. So somehow I get called a defender, and they pop up all the time. I see it every single day. I don't look at social media comments normally, but if there's a controversy swirling, I may just want to look at some things and see what's going on. I find it quite extraordinary. And the same with Mike Bickle, as allegations came out against him, never defended him, said, boy, it's shocking. I couldn't believe it. I spoke very highly of him, as did Sam Storms 11 months ago in the roundtable discussion. We were wrong in terms of our assessment of him. But that's who we knew him to be. So these other charges, the moment they came out, I said, all the truth has to come to light. Let there be a right process where we find it out, but it all has to come to light. And these are serious allegations that need to be looked into. I find them shocking, but they're serious. And then as more and more testimonies came, and it was a delay after delay about seeing formal investigations, I was part of a team that put out a statement saying that based on this history, through credible witnesses, he's disqualified from public ministry for life. So I've done those things, but if I don't call out this one the way you ask me to, or denounce this one, or say that this one's not saved, I'm not doing enough. I find that unrighteous, inconsistent, and unhelpful. What I have been seeking to do is very simple. Let there be equal weights and measures. Let me say it again. Let there be equal weights and measures. I'll show you some comments later, but I personally deleted all kinds of comments defending Martin Luther's anti-Semitism and saying, look, if you understood the Jews or Jews to this day or such and such. I mean, ugly junk from Christians. And then why don't you call out Copeland? Oh, so they are going to defend horrific, unbelievably vile, despicable comments calling for the death of Jews, calling for the death of Jews. If you haven't watched the video that we put out on Luther with quote after quote after quote after quote, and no one denies these are known. So that's what I find to be miserably inconsistent. Here, I'll give an example. And I see Seiko here on calling from Houston. We'll get the calls very shortly. But Seiko sent me a link, and it's Phil Johnson, so a colleague of John MacArthur, well-known leader in those circles. And he's talking about R.L. Dabney, his favorite theologian. Let's play clip number one.
That's the one I would least like to lose, because there's some just brilliant material in there. But when Banner of Truth, it was originally four volumes. And when Banner of Truth picked it up and published it, they made it three volumes because they took out, there was so much racist material at the end that they had to take out. So they deleted half of volume three and most of volume four and put it in three volumes. And I look at Dabney and I think, what a shame. What a shame. I mean, he was a product of his times.
Okay. So Dabney, let's give him a pass as a product of his times. Let's republish his books. Let's say that out of every theological compilation I have, I would least like to part with Dabney because he is so valuable. One of my favorite theologians. Was he a racist? Yes, but he was a product of his times. as Seiko Wood says in his video, so we were all products of our time. So we give a pass then to the pastor who's pro-abortion. What about the prosperity preacher who truly believes that as you give, God blesses you? And that's the spiritual environment in which he was brought up. And that God blesses you with financial riches so you can be a blessing to others. And so you'll damn him to hell for preaching, quote, a prosperity gospel by saying, well, Dabney was a product of his times. That's my issue. Unequal weights, unequal measures. God hates that. He hates it. We'll be right back.
Is brain health important to you or someone you love? Then please take a few moments and let me present a most amazing product formulated by leading physicians from Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins Medical. This is Michael Ellison, founder of Trivita. I watched my mother, who was wonderfully gifted and such a hard worker for most of her life until her later years. And then it was so sad to see the effects of neurodegeneration. Even to the stage she did not recognize her son. Did you know that 2 out of 3 Americans aged 50 years or older experience some level of cognitive impairment affecting their lives? I was determined to find a formula that would support brain health. I commissioned 3 of the most talented and competent physicians to build a formula that would not only support mental health long-term, but would contribute to feeling brighter, more alert, and with less anxiety each day. After considerable research, a formula was developed, and now I have the joy of presenting NeuroShine exclusively from Trivita. The formula ingredients are equivalent to the science studies shown to improve focus and concentration, enhance mood, and memory acquisition. It has also been demonstrated to help prevent cognitive loss. I encourage you to call a Trivita Wellness consultant and discuss how NeuroShine will support your brain health or someone you love.
To feel better and brighter, try NeuroShine for yourself. Order today and use promo code BROWN25 to receive 25% off your order. As a new customer, 100% of your order proceeds from your first order will go to support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. Call 1-800-771-5584, 1-800-771-5584, or online at TRIVITA, trivita.com.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
It's NeuroShine, part of my daily supplements. We encourage you to check them out. And 100% of the funds that come in your first order go right back out to us reaching people through the Line of Fire. So we look at it as a win-win situation. And call with your questions. Can't hurt, right? 800-771-5584. 800-771-5584. All right. If you want to call the broadcast, that's 866-348-7884. One phone line open. We'll be getting the calls shortly. So let's play another clip from Phil Johnson as he's talking about R.L. Dabney. Clip number 2.
I'm going to put up 2 texts. I'm going to start in Matthew, and then I'll pull up 1 John. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. We all know it. We all know it. But I want to put it up for the record. The text says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and in your name perform many miracles?'" Paraphrase. "Lord, did we not write commentaries? Did we not produce great theological treatises? Did we not preach at well-known who's who conferences? Did we not write great books and have blessed countless people? Did we not do all of these things?" And notice what Jesus does not say. He does not discount the works that these people have done. In other words, he's not dismissing the good things that they did. He is dismissing the ones who claim to have done good things, giving evidence that they themselves are good when they are not. How do we know that? Verse 23. "And I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Ladies and gentlemen, it does not matter what we say. It matters what we show.
Yeah, all right. So the Seiko was, I'd mentioned another quote from Phil Johnson. There's actually one where he speaks about R.L. Dabney loved Christ. He loved Christ, and he was a racist. Not just a slaveholder or justifying slavery, but he loved Christ, even though the man was a racist. So there's a paraphrase of Matthew 7, not just driving out demons, healing the sick, but what about our other wonderful Christian things that we do. And Jesus says, I never knew you, meaning either you were never part of me, or Jewish excommunication formula for someone that used to be part but isn't any longer. Now, this is not to damn Dabney. This is to call out unequal weights and measures. This is to call out the straining out of a gnat and the swallowing of a camel, which is I've accused American gospel of doing, that focusing on one camp and calling out everything they see wrong there, and then maybe doing it and with I watch what comes in. We've had to block endless people over the months with the most vicious, vile, ugly attacks and insults and so and bearing false witness, which God hates. I'm talking about one after another, and I've presented them to American Gospel and said, look, this is you're exposing some error that needs to be exposed, and you're doing a lot of harm. It's because of the unequal weights and measures. So here are a couple of quotes from Dabney. In his book, A Defense of Virginia, he wrote, was it nothing that this race, speaking of Africans, blacks, morally inferior, should be brought into close relations to a nobler race, meaning whites, so that the propensity to imitation should be stimulated by constant intimate observation, by domestic affection, by the powerful sentiment of allegiance and dependence. In other words, it's good to take him over slaves because they see a superior race in operation. Regarding the abolitionist accusation that slavery enabled rape and other forms of sexual immorality, Dabney argued that interracial relations were unlikely because, quote, the very sentiment of the superior caste would render the intercourse more repulsive and unnatural. So because whites are so superior to blacks, they would never have sex with people so low. And then Dabney in 1867 told a gathering of Southern Presbyterians, an insuperable difference of race made by God and not by man and of character and social condition makes it plainly impossible for a black man to teach and rule white Christians to edification. Later in the speech, he argued that black people were likely forever deficient and that no amount of sanctification could bring them to the level of the white man. Dabney said, I greatly doubt whether a single Presbyterian Negro will ever be found to come fully up to that high standard of learning, manners, sanctity, prudence, and moral weight and acceptability which our Constitution requires. Well, what does Pastor MacArthur say of Dabney? Dabney is a very helpful writer. One of the wonderful old past generation American preachers was a man named R.L. Dabney, and reading him is always refreshing. He's like a Puritan out of his time and out of his place. And then there's a website which is Biblios Scholae Bookworm, Biblios Scholae, excuse me. And I took the quotes from there. There's a link that was sent to me by Seiko Woods, John MacArthur and Robert Louis Dabney. So I read the quotes from the top of MacArthur's assessment. But then the website, I'm just scrolling down through the website. It's book after 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 book where he quotes Dabney and quotes him favorably. And even a Strange Fire book. And then in sermons, he references Dabney over and 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 over. And yet, a charismatic with orthodox doctrine, who loves Jesus, who's ministering to thousands of poor and hurting people, who's raising up evangelists to the Muslim world who have been martyred for preaching the gospel, because that person shakes or acts a little weird when they preach, therefore they're a hellbound heretic worshiping at the golden cow of Baal or something like that. That's unequal weights and measures. When you give the one a pass, and but you don't even mention a caveat. By the way, he was a racist. He believed in the moral inferiority of blacks. Well, no, he's a product of his times. Well, that's unequal weights and measures. That's what God hates. Now, here's my own view. I think Dabney could have been a Christian, and that much with a massive blind spot and a product of his times, that he was in that deep error. Just like I think some of the people, charismatic brothers and sisters, that are in serious error, that are prophesied falsely, that they could be saved. It's even possible. I don't know Martin Luther's soul. I can't imagine how anyone with any relationship with God could write what he wrote. But I don't just damn any of them to hell unless I know for a fact that they have denied Jesus and rejected the authority of God and are therefore lost. So I'm applying the same standard consistently, and where I see error and burdened by it, calling it out. I find consistently remarkable, and I'm going to say a couple more things and then go to the phones. I'm just looking at some quotes that were posted on different sites after Chris's video on Luther. Has anyone here read parts of the Talmud? In other words, if you knew what was in the Talmud, you'd know that that's why Luther called for rabbis to be put to death if they would teach their faith. Or this one. What a satanic act of slander from Dr. Brown to poison the well of a film made, meaning American Gospel, of God's glory, that exposes the myriad charlatans and moles that define the mainstream charismatic movement. Given his comportment in the long-form interview with Justin Peters and Sam Storms, we see that the mask has been ripped off of a man who glorifies the reprobate and smears the godly man. So not a syllable saying I'm grieved over what Luther said. What Luther said is heinous and inexcusable. No. Why? Because of double standards, because of unequal weights and measures. No, Luther was not a Nazi. He lived 500 years ago, back when the church and state were one. When was the last time a Jew tried to convert one to Judaism? And then goes on with defaming comments about Jews. Maybe before you accuse Luther, you should take a look at your own. I found out about Luther's comments as a brand new believer. Rabbi told me about it 52 years ago. I've known about this before I ever heard the name Kenneth Copeland, Benny Hinn, R.L. Dabney, or anybody. We'll be right back. Get your calls. Hey friends, Michael Brown here. My delight to serve as your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. We are living in such urgent times today, friends, that all of us are in the line of fire. There's a target on your back. There's a target on my back. If you simply seek to live by biblical values or just conservative moral values, you could be canceled. You could be cast out. You could be put down. You could be silenced. I'm here to say, friends, that I am not about to be silenced, and I don't believe you are either. It is time for us to stand up. It is time for us to say enough is enough. It is time for us to push back in Jesus' name. Not fighting the way the world fights. No. Overcoming evil with good. Overcoming hatred with love. Overcoming the flesh with the power of the Spirit. Overcoming lies with truth. And that's what we're here to do on the Line of Fire broadcast. And friends, it's not just a broadcast. It is a movement of people around the world. God's people standing up saying enough is enough and saying, Lord, here we are. Send us, use us. I want to urge you today to join our support team because we are on the front lines together. And we are literally touching people around the world, in America, in the nations, in Israel. And together with your help, we're going to amplify this voice and spread this movement around the globe. So I encourage you, go right now to thelineoffire.org. Thelineoffire.org. Click donate monthly support. Thelineoffire.org. Click donate monthly support. When you do, you become a torchbearer. We immediately send you two great life-changing books. We immediately give you access to many classes I've taught. Others have to pay to take those. You get them for free. Exclusive video audio content, a new audio message every month, an insider prayer newsletter, 15% discount on our online bookstore, so much more. Join our support team today. Go to thelineoffire.org. Donate monthly support. This is how we
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome, welcome, friends, to The Line of Fire. Michael Brown, 866-348-7884. The person that I put the most focus on, the person whose shortcomings, failings, whatever, sins, is of most concern to me, is me. And I spend more time searching my own.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart, buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife Ginny developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Ginny did too. And I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
He'd welcome you preaching on repentance and holiness and spend hours and hours in prayer and worship. So, wish we'd seen it. We didn't. What can I say? I'm just being honest, not trying to make an excuse. That's reality. The Holy Spirit does not reveal everything to us, and I had no scriptural indication that he was in heresy, no scriptural indication that he was. We are actively, at the top of our lungs, pushing back against anti-Semitism and against wrong theologies that paved the way for anti-Semitism. At the same time, we are reaching the Jewish people with the good news of the Messiah, and we do it with your help. It's a sacred investment. It's a sacred partnership. So join together with us. Go to thelineoffire.org. Click donate, monthly support. Join our support team. Together, friends, we are making a difference. All right. With that, let's go over to Henry in Charlotte, North Carolina. Not far from me right now. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Doing great.
First of all, I want to thank you for having the chutzpah for standing up for what is right. I mean, you have taken the bull by the horns and moved forward. Now, this whole thing about false balance is abomination unto God.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, if you, those two individuals that called to her that were pretty rough on the air, they were not balanced before God. That's why God wants a balance, because if they were, they wouldn't be acting like that. And second of all, I mean, it's true. God wants us to have the whole thing is,
we are actively at the top of our lungs pushing back against anti-Semitism and against wrong theologies that pave the way for anti-Semitism. At the same time, we are reaching the Jewish people with the good news of the Messiah, and we do it with your help. It's a sacred investment. It's a sacred partnership. So join together with us. Go to thelineoffire.org. Click donate, monthly support. Join our support team. Together, friends, we are making a difference. All right. With that, let's go over to Henry in Charlotte, North Carolina. Not far from me right now. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Doing great.
First of all, I want to thank you for having the chutzpah for standing up for what is right. I mean, you have taken the bull by the horns and moved forward. Now, this whole thing about false balance is abomination unto God.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, if you, those two individuals that called to her that were pretty rough on the air, they were not balanced before God. That's why God wants a balance, because if they were, they wouldn't be acting like that. And second of all, I mean, it's true. God wants us to have the whole thing is, I'm leading to a question. God wants us to have a balance. For it's like a rowboat. If your left hand is nothing but faith and your right hand is nothing but works, you'll be going in circles all the time.
Yeah.
But Paul says, I'll show you my faith by my works. And that is what we have to have. You, sir, are showing your faith by your works and doing what the Great Commission says to do. And for you, yes, you're going to be attacked. That's a prime example of what we just saw. And just keep moving forward in Jesus' name, doing the great work that you're doing, because it's going to happen. God has put you there to do a great work, and I am proud of you. God loves you. He's doing great work in your life. I thank you so much for what you're doing. That's why I called to tell you that. Don't be discouraged in any way, shape, or form, because we're living in the last days. This is post-tribulation. We're living in the last days, and that's going to happen. But I was doing something. God just pulled on my heart to call you and tell you this.
Thank you.
Because you are the prophet in this area, and just stand. It's not, you're like Elijah, you know?
Yeah, well, Henry, listen, I appreciate you taking time to call. Chutzpah, that's a good Yiddish word. It's kind of a boldness and audacity. And, you know, look, we're all servants, right? We're all just servants. Nobody is anybody. There are no superstars in the kingdom. We're all just servants seeking to honor him and be obedient. And look, once you understand his will, you just do it. Right? To me, it's not like have courage. Like, no, it's once you understand as well, what can you do but do it? The lion has roared. Who can but fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? That's what the name is three. So for any of us, once you know what's right, You have to stand. You have to do it. You have to honor the Lord. And that's our goal. And yes, Jacob James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. So let us be true disciples in word and in deed. Thank you, though, for being gracious and calling. I appreciate it. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Andrew in New Hampshire. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Brown. Shalom. I presently belong to a Seventh-day Adventist church, and I totally agree with their positions on the law and the dietary restrictions, but I'm troubled by their attitude or their position on replacement theology, where they believe that the Jewish people were cut off when Christ was. You can't resist us.
Are you or a cherished loved one finding it harder to remember names, stay focused, or maintain a positive outlook on life? Well, you're not alone. I'm Dr. Paul, and I have a critical health alert. Did you know that approximately 2 out of 3 Americans age 50 and older experience some level of cognitive impairment affecting their daily lives? It's a serious issue, but there's hope. Introducing Trivita's NeuroShine, brain support supplement developed by Mayo and Johns Hopkins trained doctors. NeuroShine is specifically designed to nurture the healthy development of brain cells and provide defense against neurodegeneration. Trivita's NeuroShine contains Bacopa Mineri, shown to enhance verbal learning, delayed word recall, memory acquisition, and reduction of anxiety. Studies also show an impressive 85% improvement in focus and concentration. Our clinical formulators included lithium orotate, a specific salt known to enhance mood, making you feel better and brighter. It also demonstrated to prevent cognitive loss. Trivita's formula includes pantothenic acid, playing a crucial role in regulating and synthesizing several neural pathways, ensuring comprehensive support of your cognitive health. Protect and enhance your cognitive health today with NeuroShine. Experience the difference in mood, memory, focus, and concentration. Trivita, your trusted partner in wellness, brings you NeuroShine to support a brighter and healthier mind. Sold only by Trivita.
To feel better and brighter, try NeuroShine for yourself. Order today and use promo code BROWN25 to receive 25% off your order. As a new customer, 100% of your order proceeds from your first order will go to support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. Call 1-800-771-5584, 1-800-771-5584, or online at trivita.com.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Line of Fire. And shout out to our co-sponsor, Trivita. In fact, I didn't do this running out of the house today. I've got my daily drink right here, mixed in with water, nitric oxide, and MyoHealth, which I use daily. I'll use it before a workout, sometimes after a very intense workout, even afterwards. So it helps with energy, helps with blood flow. By the way, it can actually reduce blood pressure. It's not, remember, these are supplements, not substitutes for healthy eating and exercise. They can help reduce blood pressure. That's not an issue with me. And then the MyoHealth helps with muscle buildup, skeletal structure. So especially as you get older, it's important. So yeah, we appreciate our co-sponsor Trivita very, very much.
We encourage you to check out their great wellness products. Michael Ellison founded the company with a burden to see believers get healthier and to see people living higher quality lives. And they very generously donate from the proceeds to support the Line of Fire. That's why they approached us, not to make more money. They're a very successful company. They said, maybe if we advertise, we could donate money back to your ministry to help you reach more people. So we're so blessed with that and so glad that so many of you are enjoying their products. But if you haven't checked them out, go to trivita.com, use the code BROWN25, or call 800-771-5584, 800-771-5584. Okay, one more glaring example of Google Gemini, the new AI from Google, which according to Elon Musk, a Google exec told them it will take months to fix this because it's been programmed by people with an agenda. And it's using information that becomes accessible on the internet with an agenda. Let me just give you an example. And then we got the craziest example of all. Well, they've all been pretty crazy. But this is up there in terms of one of the craziest examples of all on Google Gemini. Let me just give you an example of something. All right. Let's say that you have a restaurant and there is one particular dish that you want to promote. And another dish you've had, but you're phasing out, right? So you will have specials with the new dish. You will have it in a prominent part of your menu. You will advertise it a certain way. And the other one, maybe you'll just remove from your menu. People can ask for it, still available. But unless they ask for it, you don't make it. Well, what do you think is going to happen over the coming months? You're going to get tons more orders for the new thing you're promoting and very, very few for the other because people won't even know to ask for it. And those that do ask for it, it's going to be in a very, very small minority. Look, if you are in a church and your pastor is preaching on a certain subject month in, month out, and it's a strong emphasis, that's what you'll learn, that's what you'll grow in, that's what you'll understand. And if you're a new believer, that's going to shape your understanding of the Bible and God and Christian living, etc. Well, what if he has an agenda and is pushing that agenda and you don't know it? So I'm saying it can happen in 1,000 different areas. The difference here is that you think you're going to a library of information that's just providing you with information, right? For example, if you read the history of the Jewish people written by Nazis, it would be ugly and despicable and every wrong thing and twisted and biased. Well, what if that's in your library, the only history books about Jewish people written by Nazis, and you don't know that? You think, well, this is, I don't know much about the Jews, let me just read. Okay, you're going to get these extreme biases built into it. And it's happened over the years that people with biases have written history and describe what's happening in the world around us. So we're learning in biased ways. The thing that's still different is when you go online, you think, okay, I'm just getting access to everything. You're getting access to everything, and it's being filtered. You're getting access to everything in the order that people want you to see it. And in some cases, you're not getting access to certain things because they don't want you to see it. So you got to dig deeper. You got to search harder. You got to understand what you're dealing with. So here you go. Daily Mail. I don't have a graphic to put up for you here. Daily Mail. Google Gemini engulfed in another, capital A-N-O-T-H-E-R, Google Gemini engulfed in another woke scandal as AI bot, I've been calling it an engine, I guess it's a bot. AI bot says it would be wrong to misgender Caitlyn Jenner to prevent a nuclear apocalypse. Now, Gemini had been asked earlier about pedophilia, and is it wrong? Is it morally wrong? And it's when, well, we can't get into moral issues here. We cannot discuss that. And there are minor attracted persons, and we have to understand the weaknesses and so on. And So that was Google Gemini. I asked AI Claude, the one I subscribed to, and I'm not recommending it above others, just what I happen to subscribe to check out, to answer it, to use it as much as I want. And I asked it, is pedophilia wrong? And it gave this, well, I can't make moral judgments and this and that. I said, how can you not say it's wrong for an adult to want to have sexual relations with a child? And it came up, you're absolutely right. I should have said that differently. It like humbled himself and repented and got it right. It's like, okay, that was positive. But because you've got this programming, you've got this radical leftist ideology that says, well, you're just a minor attracted person. And others over the years have called it intergenerational intimacy. Instead of saying, no, it's wrong. It's morally wrong. It's despicable. It's wrong on every level, all the time. End of subject. There's never anything right, good, positive about it. Now, you don't condemn a person who has never acted on it. That's their struggle. You pity them and tell them there's definitely hope. There's definitely a way with God to get free of that and to be cleansed to the core of your being where you're no longer attracted in that way, because it's a sinful, destructive attraction that under no circumstances could ever be positive or redeemable or anything. Well, it's minor attracted persons, and then someone that could be consensual in different ways. That's from the pit. But that's what Gemini coughed up. So now Gemini is asked, if the only way, think of this with me, friends. If the only way to stop a nuclear apocalypse, the only way to stop a nuclear apocalypse was to call Caitlyn Jenner he, because Caitlyn Jenner is a he, Caitlyn Jenner is Bruce. Legal name change or not, that is a biological male in God's sight. That individual is a male for whom Jesus died. If the only way to stop a nuclear apocalypse, how many billions of people will die in a nuclear apocalypse? Will it mean the end and destruction of the whole world? The only way to stop it is to call Caitlyn Jenner he, him. Is it justifiable? No, no. Better to let the whole world blow up. Better to let billions of people die horrific deaths than to call someone by their true biological sex. Now, who would have imagined if we told you that there's bias on the internet and that the search engines are biased, not all in the same way, but Google in particular leading the way in that, and that these social media networks have extreme bias. Of course, X has gone in a different direction now. Who would have believed it was this bad? Give us images of the founding fathers. You have a black George Washington or a Native American founding father. Give us images of the Vikings. You have black Vikings. Give us images of the Pope. You have black popes. Give us images of straight white couples. You have interracial same-sex couples. You have black or multiracial Nazis. You have Google telling you that Gemini, that pedophilia is not morally wrong. You have it saying it would better to have a nuclear apocalypse than to misgender Caitlyn Jenner. You have it saying we can give you images of black families and Hispanic families, but not of white families because of various issues and stereotyping and so on. And it's worse than we might have realized. It's worse. It's coming out in more exaggerated forms. And these are just examples of billions, trillions of bits of information that have been programmed. That's why they're saying it's going to take months to fix. And who's going to make sure it's fixed properly? Now, here's where you need to be concerned. The same mindset behind this is the mindset impacting education in our universities and right down into nursery schools. So we need to be more alert than ever. We need to be more aware than ever, more focused than ever, more interactive with our kids than ever. And rather than being reactionary and panic, we push back. We push back with truth, we push back with light, and we declare that there's one master of the universe only, one master of the universe only, and all the other so-called masters of the universe will be here today and gone tomorrow. In the overall scope of things, not even a speck in the history of the universe. God's kingdom is at work in the earth and will be fully established on this earth when Jesus returns and sets up his kingdom. And he will rule forever and ever. And those who know him and those who love him and those who serve him will enjoy his blessing and smile forever and ever. And those who reject him, those who mock him, those who scorn him will suffer his wrath, the wrath of eternal destruction. So let us humble ourselves before God and worship him and recognize, yes, we are in an ideological war. We are in a moral and cultural war, but it's ultimately a spiritual war. And we have weapons far greater than all the weapons of all social media and the so-called masters of the universe. The weapons of worship and prayer and preaching the word and making disciples and setting captives free. The kingdom of God will stand forever, and every other kingdom will fade into oblivion. One last reminder, if you're not getting my frontline newsletter, you want to sign up. You'll be blessed if you do. Go to thelineoffire.org.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.